Welcome once again above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. This morning, today, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about, you know, the positivity of movement, some of the moments that have really profoundly changed me, and just this energy that arises when we find and explore our potential through the physical, through the visceral. A few things made this topic kind of pop into my head. The first one was I was looking through photos of people, like portraits of people from the West. They're still living somewhat of a mountain lifestyle, ranching lifestyle, very engaged with nature and the natural, you know, that symbiosis. And I was, in their faces, you can tell that there's a connection to place. And in their bodies, you can tell that their life has flowed as the natural life flows. The skin is tan, maybe somewhat worn, sometimes scarred, sometimes dried out. You know, it just has this look to it, lived in look to it, you know, as we should with age, right? Age and use, right? Our bodies are not these treacherous sculptures to keep smooth and soft. We want to harden our bodies, use them, and engage with the visceral and the physical. So that was the first thing that made me think of this topic. The second was this. Sometimes my phone will pop up like phone pictures as memories. And one was of a race I did in 2014 as I approached the finish line and was finishing, I think, right around midnight. So it was dark. And this was mid towards the end of May. And I thought of, you know, coming out of the darkness and into the light, right? Because you're running out of this dark woods, and you know, I was running towards the finish line, the bright lights and the, you know, cameras and everything. And it's like, this is moments like that. You can't frame them, right? You can't plan for them. They happen. You know, the experience, the journey, the travel, the fatigue, the emotion, you know, the emotion, the anticipation, then the participation, and then the completion, and how each of those is such a different energy wave, you know. Especially when you dance with difficulty, when you're in these moments and you're experiencing, you're living viscerally, right? And one way we can do that, and this is the way that I preach, is through the physical. You know, wherever you choose to do and to explore, that can be your arena of discovering yourself, right? Through commitment, through the activity. And it doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be a long bucket list of things you want to achieve and accomplish. It can simply be your lifestyle. So when I look at the photos of these people that have lived a life in the Mountain West, you know, active, engaged with the environment, everything flowing with the feeling, right? It's the proper clothing, headwear, everything. You see someone living a true lifestyle. And I shouldn't say proper, but I should say functional, right? Everything serves a function towards that lifestyle, okay? I see how that repetition creates a life, you know? And so there's caution that we need to use when we do choose things, right? And if we don't think we're choosing anything, it's probably being chosen for us, for you, for me. And so whether that's choosing what we want to eat, how we feel about what we're eating, you know, our mindset towards life, right? Is it positive? Is it exciting? Do we expect an outcome, right, when we eat something? And then we go about our day. And is that outcome positive? Is that simply pleasure, right? Are we just trying to stimulate and change our state that way? But, so fueling yourself is one avenue, a very important avenue, right? And then it's like, what do you do with your day? What's your repetition? You know, what are the patterns that you see yourself exploring? And I'm going to tell you what, the days when I'm a little bit lost, maybe frustrated, those are the days when I am not consciously choosing to live my life a certain way, okay? I'm just falling into things. And I think that distinction is important because, you know, I've made it a point to be discerning and mindful of what I allow in, what I keep out, and what I prioritize, okay? So this is, it's my one chance to live this life, you know, to honor my mind, to honor the inner voice, right? And that is through choice of my external actions or inactions. And if they don't align, I'm not becoming anything. I'm kind of a lost, I would say, I'm a stimulated being at that point, right? So I'm seeking things, I'm buying things, I'm seeking relaxation, pleasure, all of those things without first living and defining and cultivating a lifestyle, you know? And so from there, from that perspective, I've looked at when I've committed to things and how that's changed me as a person, right? How that's changed me after they're over, you know? Who am I after I've come down and I'm back into my day-to-day? Because frankly, it's a very rare thing to be in the presence of that kind of energy, right? This energy of patience, removal, lacking of pressure, okay, external pressure, and flow. So if you're in flow, if you're doing what you want to do, okay, and you're improving at it, you're becoming more skilled, right? That's exactly the place you want to be. And that happens via choice, right? And so for me, that choice needs to have a lot of free space in it. It needs to be very non-prescriptive, because then if it's not prescriptive, I can pivot, I can transition, I can deviate from whatever defined path has been stated as the one to take. You know, there's I can use my personality, I can use my inner voice to have my own personal experience, okay? And that requires this frame of free space, you know? I keep saying that, but it's this, you're giving yourself permission to have your own thoughts and experience, okay? You're creating your own outcomes, right? And so when we think about our fitness and how we engage with it and move, you have to have a mindset of, what do I want to be, okay? Why am I doing this? What do I want to feel like, look like, sound like? How do I want to function, you know, in my life, right? How does this align with that, okay? What's the message here? Am I looking to be more connected, centered, grounded? Am I looking to increase my pliability, my flexibility? Okay. Am I creating some time to meditate, to breathe, to have thoughts? Okay. Am I prioritizing that? How does that flow? Okay. Is my mindset one of positivity and potential, or is it one of lack and fear? Okay. Sometimes it's the subconscious will highlight the same thing over and over again, you know, which when in hindsight, okay, you know, if you do look back and reflect, you can piece together where those thoughts created outcomes, or those thoughts maybe limited your potential, therefore forcing an outcome, okay, that you probably didn't want, or that you stated you didn't want. So the mind is key. The mind is very primary. But that doesn't mean you only make logical decisions, okay? It means you use the mind to imagine, right? And when you imagine something, and if it really speaks to you and it really connects with you, you're going to feel it in your heart. You're going to feel it in your body. And at rare moments, you're going to feel a beautiful, beautiful level of bliss. Okay, and that's different. That's very, It's hard to quantify a feeling like that, but you know it when you have it, and you know that it's special, okay? With that, once you've chosen, you've moved, you feel actively engaged, you've had a little bit of success, okay? It can be just simply doing that thing that morning, okay? That's going to build into the next day. It's going to build into the future. So your imagination essentially takes you from it keeps you out of the past, okay, in the present. Because if you're living with that thing, that dream, that thought, that feeling in your everyday life, you're going to constantly be moving, experiencing the now from that state. And the more you do that, that just becomes your natural state, right? So think of areas of your life where you felt this way. Could be listening to music and how that made you feel. Could be doing something with someone. Could be playing something, a musical instrument, singing, anything. Okay, think of that. And think of that. And if you've gotten away from it, ask yourself why. Okay. But also take stock. Look at your body. Okay. Breathe. Connect with your body. Okay, look at nature, look at outside, watch an animal move, connect with that animal, connect with trees, connect with water, sit by moving water, right? Natural, untouched by man, right? If that doesn't calm you, if that doesn't make you a little more tolerant of other human beings, a little less judgmental, okay? A little less divisive, then I think you've fallen too far from nature. So reconnect. By reconnecting means just slow down, look at yourself in the mirror, think about who you're becoming, who you become, who you have become, you know, and then what you want, or how you can connect with place. Have you moved a lot? Okay, have you been in the same place for a long time? How has that place changed you, right? How has that place changed? Are you able to change with it? Are you able to move into a new path and form your own opinions of what your potential is, okay? What I see, one negative that I see a lot is people accept the limitations put on them by others, because when someone speaks of limitation, it gives you permission to not succeed or not try, right? Because they're pretty much saying the odds are stacked against you. Why try? You know, why experience more failure? But if you don't try, you don't err, okay, nothing changes. Nothing changes. And when you do start to fail, you know, and that could be in any form, it's going to happen when you start trying hard, okay, when you start taking on challenges that are big, right, big jobs, big, you know, big commitments, okay? You're going to fall back. It's not linear, right? But when you pick yourself back up, you have knowledge, right? You don't fall too far because you're not taking a monumental risk. You're building skill, okay, through repetition, coming back to something day in and day out, right? With active mindset from a point of desiring to improve and to be that thing, or maybe just a point of inclusion with your environment, like, hey, this is where I live. These are the constants. This is what I am going to worry about. This is what I'm not. Okay. These are the voices I'm going to let in. And those are the voices I'm not. So if we learn about ourselves, our physical being, our vessel, right? Like what keeps us going? What's helpful, right? How do we want to age? How do we want the effects of our actions to change the way we look, feel, alter the potential of our longevity? You know, everything has a potential. And the problem with the negative things and the mindset of scarcity is that you tend to manifest that outcome, okay? If you're scared, if you're worried, if you're limited, if you're saying no all the time, again, you may still live a while, but the quality of your life is going to be greatly diminished. Because when you say, the more a person says no to those things, okay, those things, those potentials, those opportunities that do align with who they are or who they deeply want to be or who they were, or if they're characteristics that you or they respect in other people, then your world shrinks, okay? And then there's an idea that you can conserve this moment, right? Like conserving, you're not going to be changed by anything. But that's false because everything is changing. Everything has changed and it's constantly changed. So if we think about it from a viewpoint of evolution, paradigm shifts, the changes can seem abrupt, but they may just be happening in a different time and space than we're used to, right? We see ourselves age and sometimes a year, say, oh, that year went really fast. But if you look back at it, you had some long days. You had a lot of long days, some short days, some good days, some stressful days. So a lot composes that year with technology, with the movement of society. A lot happens in a lot at a lot quicker pace. Okay, so maybe instead of 24 hours, maybe instead of it taking a month to do something, technology speeds up that process in a matter of weeks, right? What was once new in September is now obsolete in March, okay? And so there's just there's a pace to life that's increasing around you. So as you think about things, as you think about how your life is changing and how you are evolving, whether it's through age, could be physical age that you see viscerally, or your position in the workforce, or how you view things, has your viewpoint changed, right? Is there something that you were staunchly against that you're now tolerant of, you know, and vice versa? Those are good ways to reflect and think about the choices we're making as we move through this life. So I like to try to tie things back into fitness, but fitness is lifestyle. Again, it's you acting on and with your body, right? Utilizing the mind and hopefully stirring the heart as you make each decision moving forward from the here now, right? Because all those decisions add up. Make them from a place of intention. When you do something, when you eat something, think of the positivity, the energy, the life it's giving you, okay? Think of what you're becoming, what you are, and what you want to be. Onward and upward. Till next time, this is Jake Lawrence from Above the Plane.